We're holding in Besechet Makot. Today's daf is Rav Chet. We're holding at the Mishnah on Rav Zayin Amud Beit. Says the other Mishnah, Nishmat HaBarzel Mikito. Suppose, as somebody is using a hatchet, the metal head of the hatchet flies off of the handle, the harag, and that way it kills. Rebbe Omer Eno Golet, Bechachamim Omerim Golet. Rebbe says such a case is not included in the Pasuk, even though it certainly sounds like. It says, Asher Yavod Re'ehu Bayar Lachtovitzim. Somebody comes into a forest with his friend, and he wants to chop wood. And then it says, V'nitcha Yadova Garzen Lichrot Ha'etz. There he is, and lifting his hand, and he's trying to cut his wood. V'nashala Barzel Mina'et. And the metal piece comes off of the wood, that's what it sounds like. Matzat Re'ehu Vamet, Hu Yanus Alachad Harim Ha'ela. So basically, the ambivalence here is in that pasuk. This pasuk can be read in two ways. Of course, it can be read as v'nashal, which is the way we read it. V'nashal ha'barzel min ha'etz, the metal piece flies off of the wooden handle. The other way of reading it, however, is suggested by the opening reference to lachtov etzim. As we just talked about eights. We didn't talk about any other eights. So then what it would mean is v'nashala barzel in the sense of v'nishala barzel. The barzel cuts in cutting, breaks a splinter off that goes flying and hits somebody. And then that would be the meaning. Now these are, in a way, they're opposite meanings because there's two different ways of looking at these cases. There's the element over here of if it's the head of the axe, so then it's directly his koach. Whereas if it's the splinter, it's the koach that hits that piece and goes off.
That's not tzorot.
Tzorot is a concept only for the zikin, not for anything else. It would be tzorot, but that's irrelevant. So, I mean, that's one issue, is the Torah now coming to be marba his koach as well. On the other hand, if it's referring to the actual head of the hatchet, then you've got something that appears to be a complete and total onus, which he's not expecting that to break. Is that what it's coming to discuss? Is that korov l'onus? Okay, here's machlokas in this. We'll see in the Gemara exactly how far to learn the machlokas between the two shitas over here. But in fact, Rebbe and the Chachamim argue about the explanation of how to read that pasuk, and because of that, come out with opposite piskei halachas. So therefore, if the head of the axe flies off of the handle and kills, so there Rebbe says, eno gol. Because that's not what the pasuk is referring to. The pasuk is referring to a splinter coming off the wood that you're cutting, but not to that case. The Chachamim say, no, that's the case that you are gola. On the other hand, if a splinter flies from the wood that you're chopping, then on that, Rebbe says, no, that's the case that I was referring to. So over there, Rebbe Omer gola, and the Chachamim Omerim, no, in that case, it's only kocho. Or in that case, it's not in any way conceivable initially. Again, there may be various issues here about how korav la'ines it is, or how korav lameis it even, according to some of these. But in any event, it's opposite approaches to the pasuk. Tanya, Amar lahem Rebbe l'chachamim. Rebbe said to l'chachamim, look, does it say in the pasuk, v'nashal ha'barzel me'eit so? I mean, if it wants to refer to the handle, I mean, and the barzel now separates from the wood. What do you mean from the wood? I mean, if you're talking about its handle, wouldn't you say its handle or its wood? Vololo nemar min ha'etz, the wood. What wood? Not to mention the fact, va'od, nemar etz lemata, v'nemar etz lemala. The pasuk began with the word, lachtov etzim, for heaven's sakes. Now you think this is a different etz than the etzim that we were talking about before? So just like ma etz amur lemala was referring to the etz that you are coming now, to cut. That's mina eitz hamid bakeah. You're chopping that wood. So, af eitz hamur lamata mina eitz hamid bakeah. We have to understand that the reference to the further eitz, ha eitz, is a reference back to the eitz that was the beginning of the pasuk, the piece of wood that you intend to chop. Fine. Now, omer of kibarashi, omer rav, we need to understand that the issue of here is the focus on the pasuk. How to read the pasuk. Shneim mikre achad darshu, they're both darshing the same pasuk. Now, this is a very misleading statement from Rav if you don't understand the context. Rebbe and the Chachamim have already openly discussed this far. So Rav is certainly not coming to give an additional machlokas. That's crazy. He must be giving in, as Tosis explains later, the underlying issue, which now the machlokas that Rebbe was talking about, the points he was bringing, do we refer to eitzo or ha'eitz? Is referring to the eitzo mala or lamata? That is meant to be understood as the basis for how to read the pasuk. But ultimately, the issue is how to read the pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'nashal ha-barzel min ha-etz. Now, Rebbe holds, and we'll see what this means, is that Rebbe holds that in this particular case, yesh eim l'masoret. Right now, the Gemara misunderstands Rav and thinks that Rav is coming to say that in general, Rebbe holds yesh eim l'masoret. You're familiar with the machloket we've had all over Shas as to whether a primary understanding of the Torah is given through the way it's pronounced, al pi the mikra, or the way in which it's written, al pi the mesorah. The way that it's written, Rebbe says over here, is koveya. And therefore, since it's written with the letter nun shin lamed, if you really want to insert a komatz under the nun, then that means that there ought to be, in a ketiv male, there ought to be an aleph or a hey following that nun. Vina shal. Therefore, the easier way to have read it would be v'nishal, which would be equivalent to v'hishil. In other words, the verb here is transitive, not reflexive. So v'nashal ha-barzel, the barzel flew off, but then it would have had an aleph. Since the way it's written allows us to pronounce it v'nishal, then that would mean it caused, transitively, a piece of the wood that it was cutting to fly off. Fine. I agree that obviously we're told to pronounce the pasuk v'nashal, but the way we understand the pasuk is up to the mesorah. Now, everybody, as Tosfos explained elsewhere, everybody agrees we darshan both the mesorah and the mikra. The machloket of yesh eim is what is the primary. I mean, if there seems to be an argument between the two, which one takes precedence, but certainly where there's just different drushes from one to the other that are not contradictory, we take both. So therefore, v'nishal k'tiv, it's as if it's written v'nishal. Yeah, well, I mean, no, not necessarily. That's part of the machlokes, but shal, like shal na'alecha. It depends how, that's the big machlokes, but the shor, shin lamed would be the shor. Fundamental, more. That's the machloket. So Rebbe is saying, it turns, in this case that the mesoret of how it's written, which is v'nishal, is the way it's written, takes precedence over v'nashal in how to understand it. But the Rabbanan say, yeshem l'mikra, and since we're told to read it v'nashal, v'nashal indeed means that it itself flew off, not as a transitive verb. Wait a minute, you're saying Rebbe holds yeshem l'masoret? That's not true. Rebbe yeshem l'masoret, really. Again, as I mentioned, the Gemara thinks that what he was saying is that Rebbe always holds yeshem, which is not the case. I see this particularly in this case because of the points that he raised to the Chachamim. That's the issue. But right now we thought, we looked at this statement of Rav outside of the context of the words of Rebbe himself. Here's a whole list of people who hold Yesh Eim L'Mikra. In other places the Gemara goes through this, as we just had it actually in Sanhedrin, to prove each one of these. That Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Ben Roitz, Beit Shammai, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Akiva, all of them, Kulosfer, Lo Yesh Eim L'Mikra, we prove it. So how can you say that Rebbe's Sfarah here is based on Yesh Eim L'Masorah? Well, behind it, the Kamar Lova Ode, isn't it? I mean, that's what Rebbe's saying. The Ode, doesn't it say Eitz L'Mala and Emar Eitz L'Mata? So Tosfos understands this to mean that all along, we've always understood that what the Rebbe, the first point the Rebbe was making is also this way. All he's saying is that there are indications in the pasuk that it's meant to be read. It fits in much better to read it this way. Because since it doesn't say eight so then the implications are that it's referring to the eights that it's being mivakea. But then it doesn't match the v'nashal. Because it's referring to eights of mivakea, where's the verb that would be acting transitively on that eight? So I think it should be v'nishal. And furthermore, it's clear from the hekesh in the pasuk itself of the eight seed. Omer of Papa, man to shut up pisal adikla. Vata tamri, vata tamri vakata. Suppose somebody throws now a hard piece of a sandstone or stone onto a palm, and he knocks off now some dates, and those dates fall on someone's head and kill him. So these are really well, I mean, it could be an infant, or it could be these dates look more like coconut dates. So it's a palm, but funny-looking date. Anyway, classic case, right? So it falls on somebody's head, and this would be the machloket of Rebbe and the Rabbanan, basically. Because over here, you have what he is hitting with, knocking something else off. Says the Gemara, what are you adding? Pshita. It's not so pashut. for an obvious reason. Because what you might think here is that there's a difference between holding onto the hatchet that causes a splinter to fly, in which case the first exchange of energy can be viewed as directly from his hand to the splinter, through the axe. But if he would let go of the axe and would throw it onto the tree, then something could fall off the tree onto someone's head. So now the axe is viewed as the first carrier of his force. And now, in hitting the tree becomes a secondary carrier. So that would be called koach kocho. It doesn't say anywhere that Rebbe would hold koach kocho would be chayav. But according to him, the chiddush in the pasuk is that kocho is chayav. So that is the question. Therefore, says the tema, ma the tema of koach kocho dami, kamash malan. Rav Papa is coming to tell you that it really doesn't matter, if you think about it, whether the force is imparted to the hatchet while it's still in his hand, or while it goes flying off of his hand. In any event, that's his force. So that's considered to be his direct force. Couldn't care less. It's always the hatchet that's the carrier of his force. What's the difference whether it's attached to his hand or not attached to his hand? So therefore, it's considered to be first koach, the splinter that flies out, not the second koach. If you'd want to talk about koach kochol Rebbe, the case you'd have to define would be a case where there was a secondary carrier force. For instance, Kodeshada Pisa, maybe a guy throws now a stone on a palm tree, which now hits the wood hits a leaf, and then the leaf goes and hits now the kabasa. The kabasa is the hanging dates. The Atar Tamri, and that now releases the Tamari and Bozo Tamri Vikoto. So over there, you'd have to give over the force from the hatchet or the stone to the piece of wood, which would then dislodge the dates, which would then hit somebody. Fine. That indeed is koach kocho.
But these have to be thrown in a downward way?
Oh, that's a very good point. What happens to the whole downward issue? There's a very interesting Rabbi Yonatan, one of the Rishonim, who says that the idea of down is not particularly down in the direction of gravity necessarily. It could be towards the direction of force. Because we don't care whether the force that hits is gravitational force, which is the case in the Pasuk, where you're lowering a piano or raising a piano. So over there you're dealing with gravity. But where you're throwing something, so then the force, the issue over there is the direction of the force facing the person or force that's heading away from the person. That's the question. So he expands the definition in a very nice way. Hazorek Evan, Rishut HaRabim. How about somebody takes a stone, throws it into the middle of Rishut HaRabim, where people are, the harag, and he kills somebody, a reza golet, Eliezer ben Yaakov. So that's considered to be golet, it's not considered to be a mason. We're going to get closer to the case in the Gemara. Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, it's another very important issue over here, which is, im mikishi yatzata even miyado tzi halat roshova kibla, reza patur. You have to understand, if a guy puts his head out of a window just in time to catch the rock that's falling, but at the time that you threw the rock, there was no head sticking out of the window, then the guy who sticks his head out of the window is chayav for his head, and not the guy who threw the rock where his head might appear. So the guy who threw the head, I mean, he threw the rock, right? He didn't throw the head. So Arezeh Patur. Zarakat Evan the Chatzero, if he throws the stone into his own chatzer, and he kills somebody in the chatzer, then in Yesh Rishut L'Nizik L'Kanes L'Sham. We saw earlier, we learned from Yah, so if the Nizik had the rights to go into that chatzer, he's golem. What's the point of mentioning a forest? The comparison over here is to a forest in the sense that it's public property. Everybody's got a right to go into it. So to a place where both have a right to come into. In private property where there's no reshut to the nizik to come in. And therefore, a person who takes liberties in his own property, where no one else has the right to come in, is not chayav galut. Abba Shaul Omer. Abba Shaul says, well, we can learn something else out of that pasuk about ya'ar. I think maybe the fact that Abba means ya'ar in Aramaic is important. Anyway, Abba Shaul Omer ma, the chatavat etzim reshut. Says lachtov etzim. Lachtov etzim is not something that is a mitzvah in the Torah. There's never a mitzvah to cut wood. So if chatevat etzim is reshut, we learn from here, afko reshut. Anything that you're chayav on is only where what you were involved in was not a mitzvah. But yatsa av amaket benov, a father is hitting his son in order to facilitate his education and manages to kill him while he's at it. Or if the Rav gets absolutely fed up in Daf Yomi and decides to throw something, and kills him, then there's no chiyuv. That's absolutely justifiable homicide. Now that we've established that, maybe I'll get some more attention. Or a shliach beit din. A shliach beit din who is appointed by the court to, we're going to see, to what? I mean, it's not clear to what. It's a big, big machloket rishonim as to what we're talking about over here. As we said earlier, remember that a shliach beit din who is being makke is potter. The question is this talking about shliach beit din who's carrying out the malkus? This talking about shliach beit din the way the Rambam learns, who's coming with a subpoena that the guy refuses to respect? Is it a shliach beit din who exceeded the number of malkiot by accident, which is the way the Ravid learns? We'll see indications in the Gemara for why we have some problems with the shliach beit din as opposed to the av hamakeh. Says the Gemara, wait, this is ridiculous. A guy throws a stone out in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. You're telling me he goes to Golos? I mean, well, there's no closer to Mazie than that. Well, you shoot a bullet onto Fifth Avenue. Well, okay, you're crazy. And you're going to say, oh, I didn't know anybody was there. Sorry. It's ridiculous. Omer of Shmuel bar Yitzchak, well, it's not talking about you shot a bullet. I mean, all you were doing was being soteret kotalo. You know, you were knocking down the wall of your house. It just fell in the wrong direction. Oh, that's a great excuse, says the Gemara. Iboy leili yuni, I don't understand. So therefore, he doesn't have to look to see if somebody's in the street because he's knocking down his kotel, and that gives him the right not to take all the necessary precautions. It's exactly the same thing. It's amazing. Well, no, it's talking about the soteret kotalo balayla. It's the middle of the night, you know. No, so balayla nami boy leili yuni. I understand. How does that make it not amazing? Well, it's talking about Soteret Kotalo, and it says the Rishut HaRabim, which just means a place where the Rabim can come. But it's actually a dump. So he's being Soteret Kotalo is a dump. Okay, so what kind of dump are we talking about? I mean, it's all very nice to call it a dump. I Ashpa Hechidami. I mean, can we just cut to the quick over here? Is it a place where people come or is it not? Ish Hechiba Rabim, then he's a poshe. If there's a place where people come to so that you haven't done anything but renamed the Rishus HaRabim a dump. I think a lot of Rishus HaRabim would call it a dump. So but he's still a poshea, and he loves Shechiv HaRabim. If you're telling me nobody comes there, so then he's an honest. Omer of Papa, well, it's talking about the kind of dump that people use as a bathroom, but only at night. It's too open in the day, you see. So it's an Ashva Asuyali Panotba Balayla, Ve'in Asuyali Panotba Bayom. So he can't simply take off his mind from the fact that there are people who come around here. Okay, now, he's doing this in the daytime, right? So we're changing now. There's the equidemakriyati. So there are people that could come in the day, but it's certainly not normal for a person to make this place his bathroom in the middle of the day. So pushea lohavi, it's not considered to be amazing because it's certainly not the norm. Inasuyalik banot babayon. On the other hand, it cannot be viewed as an ones and nobody ever comes to. Ones in Amilohavi, they are equal to makriviyativ. There are people who may come around. Again, because of the complete unclarity of what is considered to be equal to makriviyativ, what's considered to be permanent, what's considered to be temporary, what percentage of the time, what are we talking about? Because of this, the Rambam changes the simple meaning of the sugya into ikad makre v'yativ does not mean there are people who would show in the day. It means, and someone just happened to come along. That's what it means. It's either a yes or no. So that he understands the point is that since this is a place where there are periods in which the Rabbim can be there, if somebody happened to come there, we will not potter a person for taking on himself the assumption, well, nobody ever comes in the day.
What would be the thing by an honest?
When we say ones, it means kor of la ones. As we saw before, it's a very delicate balance, the union of galut. So then he wouldn't get galus, right? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer. So you know, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov comes and says something that we don't know that anybody argues on, that if a guy sticks his head into the way of the approaching stone, then the person who threw the stone isn't chayav. Now, the Braita learns this out of the word umatza. So when we say over there, umatza et re'ehu, that's the first part of the pasuk, where either it means the top of the hatchet or the piece, the splinter, found the man who was there. Now, found means actively found. Prat lemamtzi et atzmo. Was the person made himself found, then that's not called umatza. Because I was going happily on my way, and I saw nothing in my way until this idiot put his head there. So that's, I was matzah him, he was matzah me. It was Mamziat Atzmo. Mikan Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that if the change of the situation occurs after the stone is thrown, now, Sister Gemara, you're making a big assumption over here. You're saying that the word umatsa necessarily means something that was there. That's what you're saying. It found something that was there. Not that it ultimately found by something appearing. That's what you're taking for granted. And you're saying that that's innate in the word to find. Well, I got news for you. I could show you that it's exactly the opposite case. Because, Veramini, we have halacha. When it comes to the question of a person who sells his sedeh achuza. Now, this guy doesn't have any money. He has to sell his field. And it says over there, ish ki lo yelo goel. He doesn't have a goel. First, we have a whole parsha about how dodo, o ben dodo, yigaleno, and so on. How about if he doesn't have a goel who's got money that can buy this field back? So continues the pasuk to say, visigayado. Now he became wealthy again. Umatsa kede gulata. And now he finds sufficient to be able to buy back that field. Here are the prorated laws of buying back a field. Okay, now, there we darshan a fascinating thing. Suppose a guy has a lower quality field somewhere that he was unable to sell at the time that he needed the money. And he needed to sell his good property because he couldn't move the other field. He keeps the other field on the market. The other field finally sells a year later, depending on what kind of field we're talking about. It may need to be 2 years later, but it sells eventually. He gets the money, and now he wants to use this money to buy back the field that he sold at that time. He can't do that. Why can't he do that? Because the pasuk says, umatsa, but not that it was there the whole time. Exactly the opposite. Here we're darshaning umatsa. It had to have been there the whole time, that head. But if the head was mamziah, that's what it's not called umatsa. And there we learn, well, if it was there the whole time, you can't very well call that finding something. It was always there, so it isn't found. So there is the exact opposite meaning. So how do you explain that? So there, let's just see that inside. There we say, matza prat le matsui. To find something means that it wasn't found originally. Which is shaloyim kor berachok v'yigol bekarov. If he had a field far away that he now manages to sell, and he wants to use the money to buy a field that's close by that is more valuable to him. Or, I mean, if it was objectively, he had a ra'ah field that he couldn't move, now he moved it. And now he wants to buy back his Yafeh field. He can't do that. We go be Yafeh.
Why not?
I mean, why? Are you questioning the morality of this issue?
No, I'm questioning what is the problem with buying and selling.
There's no problem at all, other than the fact that you sold me your field, and now you're forcing me to sell it back to you.
I don't want
to sell that field.
Oh,
yeah.
But if you want
you
to
want to make use of the rights of Ge'ula, and I say to you, if you're going to sell me this field, I'm only buying because I think I can keep it.
At least a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not buying because it's inconvenient for you to sell your other field now.
Okay.
Okay. So go find another sucker. That's just as moral. But we don't need to question.
Not the issue. I'm just dealing with the business side of it. Like, why can't I?
Yeah.
Just buy and
obviously,
sell
it means
over
here. It's forcing him, utilizing the words of Geula. Amar Rava, and this is a teretz that Rava uses very, very often, as I'm sure you recall. Context is all. Look at the two pesukim, and you'll see contextually that the word umatzah means opposite things. That's all. I mean, achamin yanadik ravahatim yanadik. Ask me, did I ever say the word matzah always means that it was there in the first place? I mean, obviously, if I'm telling you in the context of a pasuk, which guy doesn't have something, that he finds something, doesn't it make sense that the find means that it wasn't there initially? For heaven's sakes. So, whereas in that pasuk, I mean, the use of the word matzah bichlal doesn't make sense. What do you mean it found? Unless it's coming to tell me the opposite. So that's the whole point. Hatam minyana dekra, hatam minyana dekra, and acham minyana dekra, hatam minyana dekra. Because look at the pasuk, v'isiga yado. The guy manages to make money. Nu, umatsa kidei gulato. He manages to find. Is that it? V'isiga yado. So we're talking about something that wasn't there initially. So just like v'isiga yado means a process in which he found enough funds to buy it back. So af matsa nami miashta. It means the same thing. He found what he didn't have before. Baruch Hashem, he was able to find it now. Whereas here, the whole context is the exact opposite. Because what's it talking about? It starts off with the whole story. I need the story. You go into two people wander into the forest, and one of them is cutting wood and finds the other person. The same person who went into the forest. That's the whole point. The forest is describing the situation, right? Obviously, the forest didn't suddenly appear. It's not Duncan Woods. So here there's a forest with a person in the forest, and the matzah is to be matzah, the person in the forest. So it's obvious from the context of what we're talking about. So the matzah is domed yar. Ma yar mided itim ikara. The same way that the forest was here from before, the matzah nami in that context is mided itim ikara. I mean, the whole point of that matzah is completely different than finding something that wasn't. There he was missing something and he found it. In the case of the galut, he was missing something and it's a find. It's a different meaning to the word find, isn't it? Hazorek et ha'evan. So, we said, you see from here, that if the evan, chativat etzim, is reshut, said Abba Shaul, everything is a reshut too. Why are we taking for granted that when it says that a guy was coming in to chop wood, it couldn't be that he was chopping wood for a mitzvah? There's no mitzvah you can chop wood for. I mean, how about if you need wood for your sukkah? I mean, how about if you're cutting down? Whatever, I don't know. I mean, I can think of a dilma mi chatavat etzim to sukkah, or chatavat etzim for the maracha, the mizbeach. You have to be able to burn the wood. I mean, there's plenty of cases I can come up with where I need etzim. And nonetheless, the Torah is saying, even though you went lachtov etzim of a mitzvah, you're still going to galut. I mean, I don't see how you have a right to say that by definition, where it says chatavat etzim, it obviously is not a mitzvah. Omar Lei said, Rabbi, you can't call that a mitzvah, because, look, if the wood was already cut, would you need to go cut it? No. So then that means the act of the cutting isn't a mitzvah. The act of the cutting was necessary as a hechsher mitzvah because you couldn't find anything that was cut, but it's irrelevant to the mitzvah. The cutting is completely irrelevant. So that if you had now a small black hole that blasted through the area and knocked down every tree for around 100 kilometers, you'd have all the circuses you wanted, and you wouldn't have to cut a thing. Happens every day. So therefore, kiven de'im matzah chatzuv, it's a lav mitzvah. So what's the mitzvah? There's no mitzvah. Eitvei Ravina L'Rava, so what are you going to do about the part of pottering the father who's hitting his son? Say the same thing. You could say, well, if your son was well-behaved and was learning without hitting him, the beating him per se wouldn't be a mitzvah. So therefore, if you need to beat him, it's only to get him to listen. And therefore, you're not really being Isaac in a mitzvah. You're only being Isaac in a heksher mitzvah. And if you throw a bottle at a guy that falls asleep at Daf Yomi, if he hadn't fallen asleep, he wouldn't have had to throw a bottle at his head. So therefore, if you kill him when you throw the bottle at him, you weren't Isaac in the mitzvah. So the same thing should be true. Here it says, Yotza Ava Maket Benova Rava Rodet Amido V'Shliach Beit Din. Well, you can say the same logic. Le'makivan di ilu gomir. Since if the guy was learning, this wouldn't need to be done. Lav mitzvah. Zashtanami lav mitzvah. No, you got it all wrong. It's a mitzvah to beat your kid and your talmidim for the heck of it anyway. There, afagav de gomir mitzvah. Even though he is behaving, it's a mitzvah. Because if he's behaving today, he's not going to behave tomorrow. So you might as well beat him up now. That's exactly. That's right. Spare the rod is yaser bin chav yenichecha. Give your kid some trouble. He'll give you a happier time in life. He'll start taking good care of you. But you know, you let these kids get away with whatever they want, you know. They think life is a bowl of cherries. They'll end up eating the cherries instead of bringing you the cherries.
Hits at
you. He
does, exactly.
And then call him Sue.
I like this new psychiatric approach. That's great. That's great. I think we should open up a new school. We have our own resident man.
School of Hard Knocks.
Okay. Listen, I'm glad you said it and not me. You know, you've got the credentials. Honor Amar Rava. Lav milti yidi amri. After Rava thought about it, I said, no, wait a minute. I got involved in something I didn't need to get involved in. It's very simple. The point in the pasuk was much clearer than what I was making it out to be, to stress that the issue is from the way in which the chatavat etzim presents. That's not the idea. The idea is built around the narrative, the asher yavo. Asher yavo means, and if it just happens that he came in to the yar. Okay, so when you say, you just happened, so that means that you're talking about a case where you didn't need to do this because there was no mitzvah to do it. You just did it because you wanted to do it. So then that means, by definition, the case he's talking about, the Eboy Isle, the Eboy Lo Isle, it's up to you to go in or not go in, if we'd be talking about specifically going in for a mitzvah. So why would you say the whole narrative, Asher Yavo? He's talking about a mitzvah. You can't say Asher Yavo, because then it would mean you have to go. So Misagi de Lo Isle. Would it be sufficient for you to sit back and not go? You'd have to go in. Therefore, the pasuk is specifically creating a relaxed atmosphere around this whole thing to indicate to you that we're not talking about chatavav mitzvah. That's the point. Omale Ravada Barava La Rava. No, he's just saying that the idea is, no, he's not having charota, at least not according to Rashi. He's not having charota for what he said before at all. He's just saying, it was right what I said, but I'm going to have to dray a cup like that for it. It's unnecessary. Lamaisa, the pasuk is indicating, not because you have to analyze what is chativat etzim, but because the way in which it says it, it's telling you we're not talking about something you need to do. If it's a mitzvah, you need to do it. I don't even need to analyze the cases anymore. Now, wait a minute now. You're telling me that wherever it says the word asher, it always means just happened to be? Is that what you're saying? Asher It means it's up to you. It's dvar reshut. Elamiata. The ish asher. It says ish asher yitma v'lo yitchata. That if a person became tameh, mate, and didn't become tahor with the parah aduma, and then he goes into the Beit HaMikdash, v'nichrata nefesh ha'im mitoch ha'kahal, ki et mikdash Hashem timei. Now you're saying, but that's only if he wanted to become tamei. Ish asher yitma. That's what you're saying. Suppose the guy had to become tamei, so that he found a mate mitzvah, and he had to go and bury the mate mitzvah. So then, even if he doesn't get tahor, he's not chayiv if he goes into Beit HaMikdash, which is ridiculous. You know, who ever heard of such a thing? But according to the way you're reading the word asher, that's what it would mean. Rishonim point out that according to Rosh Shittot, who learn that la yitama is a chiyav, yitameh is a chiyav, so you don't have to ask necessarily only for mate mitzvah. It would be a chiyav to participate in all the seven's burials, right? So, but in any event, I mean, so how do you explain that? So, mate, how about in a case, mate mitzvah, we're over there, lo sagi, the lo mitzvah, he would have no choice in the matter. He would have had to bury this mate. So, according to you, if he doesn't become tahor and he goes into Beit HaMikdash, you would be saying, by implication, that he would be patur. How can I be patur? No, but of course not. But that's because, shine atam, that's different. It's because the pasuk says over there, the Omar Kra, meini dalo zorakalav, Tamehu, and then continues to say that Tamehiye otumatobo. He remains Tameh, will always be Tameh, is a good introduction for next week's parsha. And what's that going to tell me? That he's going to be Chayiv, because bottom line is he's Tameh. We don't care how he became Tameh. No, wait a minute, wait. That's not what we use those words for. We use that to tell me something else. That Tamei is even after he went to the mikveh, is what we use it to tell me. So the guy, indeed, he went ahead and he went to the mikveh, but he was a tful yom. So you say, okay, so he's no longer completely Tamei. Ah, Tamei anyway, right? So he goes into the Beit HaMikdash, despite the fact that he was partially tahor, but he hasn't completed now his tefillah, he's still chayav. So how can you use the Tamei yet to tell me, I don't care how it is that he became Tamei, he remains Tamei, bottom line, and he has to become Tar. And when it says Tamei yet, then it says, Otumatobo, that comes to be Marva, even if he's a Bechusar Kippurim. So if he has now, let's say he's Tamei with Sarat or so on, right? And now he even went to the Mikvah and even had Erev Shemesh, but he has not brought the korban that he needs in order to allow him Knesset LeMikdash, that he remains still Tamei. That's coming to teach me. Omar Leis said, Rav, you're missing one word in this pasuk that you didn't darshan properly. Ana mi'od tumatobo. I mean, how about the word od? That word od is an additional drash. I'm saying it's adding the fact that you remain Tamei. Some say that he's reversing the limudim. In other words, he's learning, in fact, from Tamei. Yeah. Od tumatobo, he switches back to Tamei. Correct. Because that makes more sense. Yeah. Now, this whole discussion that we just had, it's very interesting because there's a parallel discussion to something that has nothing to do with this, but that follows the same give and take. And some learn that this whole thing was actually a discussion on a completely different issue. Question of whether a word means specifically when it's a mitzvah or not a mitzvah, that whole part of the discussion is actually based on the machloket about what to do with the strange posik that refers to Harishu Vakatsir Tishpot. In what context? Sheshet Yamim Ta'avod, Uvayom Ashvit Tishbot. Becharishu Bakatsir Tishbot. What is that all about? What do you mean Becharishu Bakatsir? Keep Shabbos during the plowing season and keep Shabbos during the picking season? It's a crazy pasuk. What is it referring to? Can't be referring to Shabbos. Because, I mean, why in the world would we mention the picking season? I mean, we know the Lama Tesbalochs, where we learned it from. Can't be referring to Shemitah either, because Shemitah says Beferish Lo Tiktzor. I mean, so why would it say Becharishu Bakatsir? Tishbot. So what the heck is it referring to? Where the Machlokas. So there we learn Becharish Ubakatsir Tishbot. Rabbi Akiva said, well, obviously he can't be talking about the Charish of Shvi'is and the Katsir of Shvi'is. I mean, that's a Beferish of Pasuk. So, Eino Tzorech Lomba Charish of Shvi'id, Vekatsir of Shvi'id, HaReklar Nemar Sat Chalot Yizrak, Amar Chalot Yizmar. So we already know what we can't do during Shvi'is. So what would this mean? It's got to be coming to tell me that Afilu Charish of Erev Shvi'id, Shenichnas for Shvi'is, or Katsir Shal Shvi'id, that is Yotze Lematzai Shvi'id, that's what it's coming to tell me. So if the Tvuah already grew one third during Shvi'is, at that point, you have to keep Kedusha Shvi'is in the eighth year when you're Kotzer it. And you also are not allowed to do the plowing in order, during the sixth year, in order for that plowing to help things grow during Shvi'is. So, new Chiev, that the Pasuk is coming to teach. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, it's coming to teach me something else. It's coming to teach me Ma Charish Rishut, Af Katsir Rishut. That in the same way that you cannot find any place in the Torah where we have a specific mitzvah to do Charisha. Shulman, where do you have a specific mitzvah? And you see here why we're getting back the same conversation. Same thing as the Chatavat Etzim. Obviously, we can figure out ways where Charisha is necessary as a prerequisite for a mitzvah. There's no specific mitzvah of Charisha. So therefore, if it puts together Charish and Katsir, that's the limud. Just like it's a given to me that Charish means I'm doing something that is not a mitzvah, and therefore Tishvot, and it's not Dov HaShabbos, that's the meaning of the Katsir. Now, the Katsir, there is a Katsir of mitzvah. The Katsir of mitzvah is the Katsir HaOmer. We're over there, even if you found cut Omer from before Shabbos, you have to cut it again on Shabbos, Lishma. So, Memela, there is a mitzvah of Katsir. Is that mitzvah Dov HaShabbos? Ah, from here we learn that mitzvah is Dov HaShabbos. Because the Torah is saying specifically, non-mitzvah Katsira don't do, but mitzvah Katsira do. That's Rabbi Shmuel's approach. And you see now how we're getting directly into the same conversation we had before. Because Amalei Ahumi Rabbanan L'Rava, the same exact question we asked on Amud Aleph in our circuit. How do you know that Harisha, we asked, how do you know Chativa means necessarily that you're cutting things as a rishos? Maybe it means you're cutting it for a mitzvah, for a sukkah. See, he asked the same question. Who's to say that we're talking about a Harisha of rishos? Maybe we're talking about a case where you have to do the Charisha because nobody planted, so there isn't going to be any Omer. So he went ahead and he did the Charisha in order to plant the Omer. Maybe that's the case. That's also a mitzvah. And nonetheless, Torah is saying Tishpot, in which case you would be Shovet from the Katsir to Omar Lay, and same answer that he said to Maram and Alam. Kivanchi imatza Charush eno Choresh. Since Lamaisa, if there were a field that had been plowed ready for seeding, you wouldn't have to do the plowing. So if that's the case, it wouldn't be a mitzvah. So then if you don't find it, it's still not a mitzvah. Same discussion. Eitvei Ravina Larova, Yotza Av Amaked Benova, Rav Arodeh Tamido, Vishliach Beidin. Now, even in this sugya, we still could ask from here. Because what this is saying is that something that's only Asher mitzvah is not considered itself to be Akav mitzvah. And that's what you were learning over there. When I say over there, I mean when we're holding the Shvi'ah sugya over there in our sugya by Golos, Vamai, Lemakiva, the Ilu Gamir Lav Mitzvah, Ashtanami Lav Mitzvah. And we answer there too, Atamafa Gav the Gamir, Nami Mitzvah Ka'avid. Very important for a child to face reality. If you raise them on Disneyland, they'll get to believe that the world is a fairy tale. Hodar Amar Rava, and there too, have the same thing. Lav milti. I mean, I got into this whole argument for no reason. The point over there is Ktsira Dumya de Charisha. In the same way that the Charisha is Matzah Charush and Okoresh. Av Ktsira. What type of Ktsira are we referring to? A Ktsira, which if you would have found cut, you would not be cutting. That's the equivalent of the Asher over here. See, Sagdait of Mitzvah. Who cares whether you found it Katsur? You didn't find it Katsur. So it would not be comparable. Matzah Katsur and Okotzer. What do you mean? Mitzvah Ktsira Lavi. You'd have no choice but to be Kotzer. And therefore, anyway, however you read this pasuk, it's telling you, Yotze Ktsirata Omer, Shi Mitzvah. That for sure is true. Av golel yedei abein, v'abein golel yedei av. Now, if a father kills his son, he would go into Golis. If the son kills his father, he would go into Golis. Obviously, we just said if the father kills the son, he would go into Golis. But, okay, we'll talk about that. Clearly, there may be different ways. Ha-kol golin al yedei Yisrael, v'Yisrael golin al yedeihen, chutz migir toshav. So if, now, someone would be the victim, as a Yisrael, of a murder, b'shogeg, that certainly would be mechayev. And vice versa. Yisrael always goes into Golis. But this is not true about a Ger Toshav, because a Ger Toshav who would kill a Yisrael would not go into Golis, because the din of Golis is a specific kula that is given to Yisrael. Remember that Adam mu'ad la'olam. So you should be responsible for a murder in the same way you're responsible for damages. You're responsible for damages, you pay. In the same case, we just had this yesterday, right? In the same case that you would go into Galut, if you didn't kill the guy, you would pay damages. So that means if it wouldn't be for the Chiddush of Galut, then you would be Chayev Mita, why not? You'd be a murderer. So except the problem is you need Hatra'ah and so on. But since we saw in Sanhedrin that a Ger Toshav does not require Hatra'ah, it doesn't matter if it's Shogeg or Mezid, so therefore you're left without a Mu'ad La'olam. So the Ger Toshav would only have this din of Galut if he killed the Ger Toshav. So Eino Golel Ela Al Yedei Ger Toshav. Ha'av Golel Al Yedei Ben. Wait a minute. Didn't you just say Yatza Ava Maked Bino? You said if a father is beating his son and he ends up killing him, that he would not go into Galut. So now you say he would go into Galut. Well, we're talking about a son who already has studied. But I thought you said it's always a mitzvah to beat your kid and smash him up until he drops dead. I'm an apagav the gomer. It's a mitzvah ka'avid. By the way, just to make it clear, so for some of the discussions among the achronim in this, Lamaisa, we do find two very, very dramatically different on August when it comes to the elements of chinuch. I mean, halacha Lamaisa, the Rambam speaks out, make sure that you're using something soft. So what is this? It's crazy. So it's interesting. Some of the achronim point out that we have a completely different sugya where the Torah takes the opposite approach, which is the Ben Sorero Moreh approach. In other words, if you see that a child is in bad shape, then you don't wait for things to keep getting worse and worse. So that even though you may end up taking him to court and having him killed, for that matter, only because of Hashem Sofo. There is a getter where the Torah can be mechai of you to act rather viciously. That's certainly not very merachim. Take your son into court and so on. I'm going to call the police on you. Okay. Okay. I mean, it means that there's two different hamhagas. Yeah, where it's just so rare as opposed to just not concentrating or whatever. Answers the Gemara, who says he's teaching him Torah over here? We're talking about Beshuya the Nagarit. We're talking about a guy, an apprentice, to someone who's teaching Nagarut. So he's teaching him carpentry. So says the Gemara, so what? Carpentry is just as important as learning, isn't it? I mean, if he's teaching him carpentry, so then Chiyuti, that's also to Gemara. The Gemara says that, right? So the father's b'chuyev to teach him learning. He's b'chuyev to teach him a trade. So if he's teaching him a trade, we'll learn that out from Chaim. He's b'chuyev to give him life. So his trade is life, so he should be part of there too. It's the same mitzvah. So machlokis over here, whether this is only the father, or whether anyone who would be teaching a trade would be considered to be rabba, because he's the one that, okay. And since the Gemara is talking over here that he already has a career. His father wants to give him a second career. Second careers are not life. So therefore, the Gomer umnuta achrit, it's talking about over here, and therefore he's not potter for beating him into shape.
Is it right the tax rate was 67? So, certainly, if the father is chopping wood,
oh, that's an excellent question, which Tosu says. What in the heck? Why can't we just say that it's talking about a father who's chopping wood? I mean, why does it have to be talking about a father who's being mochiach, his child? Right? So it says because the mashmaut in the Mishnah is talking about any case. The father, under any circumstances. Otherwise, why are you being miyachi the father? Why not? I mean, what do I think is different between a father and a son? So the point is, in those particular items that you think would be something in terms of violence within the family, you would be more likely to find. So there must be cases where we're talking about the relationship of father and son that would lead to violence. Okay, that's why the Gemara focuses on this way. Obviously, no proof to it. It's reasonable. Okay, then we say, Haben Golel Yedei Av, if the son causes the death of his father, So he calls it the galut. Doesn't a brayta say exactly the opposite? Ramini, makeh nefesh. When the Torah says specifically, makeh nefesh bishkaga, ko makeh nefesh bishkaga, it's coming to tell me, prat l'makeh aviv, that this is somebody who killed his father. It's not including the makeh nefesh, it's not killing stama guy, because stama guy is dependent on nefesh. But somebody who hits his father and doesn't kill him would also be chayev. So memela, you cannot call the makeh nefesh as including a father, because the father is not, that's not the issue, makeh nefesh. But this seems to mean that if in fact he did kill his father, that he would be potter from golus, and yet the Mishnah says he's chayev. Omer Rifkana lo kash. Actually, says Rifkana, is very interesting. It depends on whether you hold that a son who kills his father is considered to be a murderer to be chayev sayev, or whether he's considered to be an injurer and chayev chenek. Because the question is, which one is more chomer? So he'd be chayev two things. He'd be chayev just for causing a chabura on his father. Anyway, for that he's chayev chenek. For murdering anyone, he's chayev sayev. Which one is more chomer? So that's the point now. Rabbi Shimon v'al Rabban, according to Rabbi Shimon, remember, Rabbi Shimon was the one who said back in Sanhedrin that chenek is more chamur than sayev, right? So according to Rabbi Shimon, it said chenek is chamur misayev. The Torah only gave us a din of galut for normal cases of murder, where the galut is taking the place, b'shogeg, of the death of sayev b'mezid. But in this case, since the murderer is chayev chenek b'mezid, then b'shogeg, he may not have the opportunity to use galut as the thing which is mechaper on a chet, which is stronger because it's chenek. That's the point. So therefore, it could very well be, according to Rabbi Shimon, that shigigat sayef nitna lekapara, but shigigat chenek lo nitna lekapara. And since he's going to get chenek as the more chomor, therefore he's not included in the whole halacha of going into galut.
Going into galut.
It's a spider.
Oh, I'm sure. Did you get it?
I got it.
Oh, okay. Get what?
Now it's, right now it's crawling down your neck. No. I flew it off. See, you always assume the worst.
Well, I've been married for a long time.
I mean, that's what she says. Right? Yeah. That should be true. It's a spider.
Yeah, exactly.
That would have been
okay, but according to Rabbanan, the Messiah Chomor Mechenek, so then according to them, the Horeg Aviv B'Shogeg is a Shigat Sayyid. And it's because that's the more Chomor, and a Shigat Sayyid is in fact Nitna Kapara. So everything follows perfectly. Rava says, you know, you guys are completely misreading the Braita. The Braita wasn't saying that. The Braita was saying that the only time that there is a din of going into Galut is where you're a makeh nefesh. But suppose a child who would be chayev mita if he makes a wound in a father on purpose, makes a wound b'shogeg. So you'd think maybe that's the same as killing another person. That's the point. It's like only a makeh nefesh goes into galut. That's all that it means. So it's prat lo sech habura ba'aviv b'shogeg. That's what it's saying. Sa'agadayv ramin akiva de memezid baktalo b'shogeg name ligle kamash malan. That since b'mezid we give this child, a din of mises, is the equivalent of the chiyuv of mises given to anybody else for actually killing entirely. Come on, Shmuel, it's a completely different sugya. That's why it's nefesh. Hakol golin al yedei Yisrael. When you say hakol golin al yedei, anybody? What do you mean anybody? I mean, who's chayev in galut that you didn't in coming? If it's not a geret toshav, who are we referring to? So it would mean, let's say, latiyei eved v'kuti. So now, you have an Eved, who's chayev in mitzvahs Yisrael, or a kuti, and he would be, if he killed a Yisrael, be chayev galut. Okay, makes sense. Tanina lahad, Tana Rabbanan. That, in fact, is a Mishnah proof for what the Braita says. Eved v'kuti, gola, v'loke ayde Yisrael, v'Yisrael gola v'loke ayde kuti v'Eved, which seems to be saying that for killing b'shogeg you go into galut, and for cursing, let's say, so you would be chayev malchus. Now, I get the part about Eved v'kuti golal yedei Yisrael. So that part makes sense. So Bishlam Eved v'kuti golal yedei Yisrael, v'loke. So the case would be that he's gola, he killed him, b'shogeg, and loke is that he cursed him. But then you're also saying, Yisrael is gola v'loke yedei kuti. I understand, murdering, yes. Bishlam gola the katli, loke? I don't understand. I mean, a kuti by definition is not keeping the Torah Shebaal Peh. He's not keeping a mitzvah that they don't keep. So how are you chayav malchus? What did you do to this kuti? To be chayav malchus? What, did you curse him? I mean, the only isser of cursing is learned from the pasuk nasi ba'amcha lo ta'or. And there we learn ba'osem ma'ase amcha. This guy not being osem ma'ase, I mean, that's the whole point, isn't it? That you're singling him out here for attention. So why would I be chayav for cursing him? Alam revach bar Yaakov? No. It's not cursing him. It means galut or the malchus that's associated with galut. That's what it means. What malchus is associated with galut? An eid zomim who was made that he's chayev in galut. And that's what happened over here. So you can be chayev in galut by actually killing him. And you can be chayev in the malchus that you would be chayev when you claimed he was chayev in galut as the equivalent of your kasher zaman, which would have been your galut, which is here transformed into malchut. That's the beautiful meaning of the brayta. That's brilliant. It also seems to imply that the din of malchus is indeed coming for kasher zama. Because otherwise, there's no, what are we putting together two cases? Loka, malka, you go live a loka, what's the loka have to do with it? When you're saying, be'etzim your chayav malka, be'golos, because of kasher zoma. The malkas that you would have been gaila for, you're also chayav on a kus. It's a go live a loka, it's beautiful. So that's what it means. No, says, well, how could it mean that? Because then you're saying, but the eved, an eved can't be made. So how could the opposite case work? So you're saying, tekabatega be eved, what? That the eved is loka, where he was made and was huzam. Eved bari dutu. I mean, there's no way he could ever have been made in the first place. Whoops. You're right. Oh. Sounded really nice, though. You got to admit, it was beautiful. Elamar v'achabarader v'ikach v'yaskinan, k'gon shihiko haka'a, she'en bo shavapruta. Now, normally, and you hit somebody. Now, you're over on a lav d'oraita, right? Even a regular guy who hits is over on a lot. So if there's some damage involved, even if it's a penny's worth of damage, but then the klal is, we don't both give you malchus and tashlumin. So the kabbalah b'ramin, we learn that as in terms of tashlumin. But suppose there's no tashlumin. So there's no tashlumin, so you get malchus. That's what it's saying. D'om rav ami om rav yochanan, hiko haka'ash in b'shava pruta, is loke, and we do not say, Lo makshinan haka'a leklala. We do not say that since nasi ba'amcha is limited to osem ma'aseh amcha, so too is haka'a limited to osem ma'aseh amcha. There is a shita that we're makish haka'a leklala. But if we're not makish, then it makes perfectly good sense. You both go into golas, and you get malchus for where you didn't kill him, you only damaged him. Nishmat ha-barzel mikitov ha-harag, Rebbe Omer, enu goleh v'chachomim omrim goleh. Min ha-etz ha-midbakeha, Rebbe Omer goleh v'chachomim omrim, enu goleh. Tanya, amar lem Rebbe l'chachomim v'chi ne'mar, v'nashal ha-barzel mi'etzo, alo lo ne'mar min ha-etz, v'od, ne'mar etz l'mata, v'ne'mar etz l'mala, ma etz ha-mur l'mala, min ha-etz ha-midbakeha, af etz ha-mur l'mata, min ha-etz ha-midbakeha. Omre, v'yabarash yamarav, v'shnehem mikra echad dorshu. V'nashal ha-barzel v'na'etz. Rebbe Sava yesh'eim l'masoret. V'nishal k'tiv. Rabbanan Savar yesh'eim l'mikra. V'nashal karina. Rebbe yesh'eim l'masoret. Really, that's not true. I'm Rebbe Yitzchak bar Yosef. I'm Rebbe Yochanan. Rebbe Rabban Roetz, Beit Shammai, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Akiva. Kulu svirlo. Yesh'eim l'mikra. Well, I mean, I know the common lay who've owed. I mean, it's uniquely here. Omer of Papa, man to shut a piece of a dick of at the time of those, the time of Kotel, bona loba koka to Rebbe Verabona. Well, obviously. Not obviously. Ma the tema, kikoa koko dami, because he's no longer holding it, kamash malat. So, what would be koa koko la Rebbe? Echabash kachalagun, to shut a piece of machle garma, vaza garma, machle kabasa. Vata tamre, vaza tamre, vakot. Hazorek, even the reshuta rabim, varaga, reza gole, Rebbe Lezman Yaakov Omer, אם מי כשיצאת האבן מידו הוציא הלאה את ראשו וקיבלה, הרי זה פטור. זורק את האבן לחצרו והרג, אם יש רשות לנזק להיכנס לשם, גולה, ואם לא אינו גולה. שנאמר, ואשר יבוא את רעהו ביער, מה היה רשות לנזק ולא מזיק להיכנס לשם? אף כל רשות לנזק ולא מזיק להיכנס לשם, יצא חצר בעל הבית, שאין רשות לנזק להיכנס לשם. הבא שהוא לא אומר, מה חטבת עצים רשות? אף כל רשות. יצא האב המקף בנו והרב הרודה תלמידו ושליח ביתין. לרשות הרבים, מי עשידו? אומר שומר יצחק, וסותר את כותלו. So what? היא בואה אלי ליוני. So what? Balayla nami balayla the eunuch. Besoter kotolo la ashpa. Define your terms. Zayash pechidami. Ishkechabu rabbi posheu. Iloshkechabu rabbi manasu. Omer of papala tsuchel la ashpa suyali panetpa. Balayla, vena suyali panetpa bayon. Igre makri viati. Poshelo avide vena suyali panetpa bayon. Ores nami lo avide igre makri viati. Rebliezer ben Yaakov omer tanarabon. Umatsa prat lamam tsiat atzmo. Mikan omer Rebliezer ben Yaakov im mishiat steven miado tsialat roshove kivlat. Potor, are you trying to tell me that matzah always means miikara? V'raminu umatzah prat lamatzui shelo yimkor b'rachok v'igo b'karov v'ra'ah v'igo b'yafeh. Omer Rava, it's all contextual. Hacha minyana degra v'hata minyana degra. Hata minyana kor matzah dum yad v'isiga yado. My sigayado means me hashta matzanami me hashta. How come you know the crow? Umatzad do me the yar. My yar me did it to me kara. For matzanami me did it to me kara. Hazorek et even normally you're more rabbi than the rabbi. Me might mechtavat itzim the rishut. Dima mechtavat itzim the sukkah or the ma'aracha. La filo achem rachman alidla. Omalei, because given the im matzah hatuv, love mitzvah, ashtanami love mitzvah. Eit ve'ravina l'rova. Yatsa ava makeh peno v'ha'ben, harava rodet amido, v'shviach beidin. Lema, given the ilu gomer, love mitzvah, ashtanami love mitzvah. Hotam avagav the gomer mitzvah. Dechtiv yaser bin chavi anichecha, v'yitin ma'adanim l'nafshecha. Hoda rama rova, no, there's no reason for all this complexity. Let me tell you, asheri avot re'eu b'yar. Iboi ayo, iboi lo ayo. Isak, if I had a mitzvah, Isak, you lo ayo. Omele Ravada bar Avala Rav, oh, kolecha tachtiv asher, it always means iboyu. Elo meyata v'ish asher yitba v'lo yitchata. She's saying, it's only if he became tamei because iboy mitame, iboy lo mitame. How about if it was a mate mitzvah? The Lord sagi lo mitame. So you're saying it wouldn't matter then if he went to the Beit HaMikdash be potter? No. Kashani atam, no makra, tamei ye, mikomakom. No. Ahu miboy le, lekiritanya. Tamei yez rabot fuyog, tumatobo z rabot mechuzer kipurim. Omele anami od tumatobo kamina. Yikir matin laho, charish vakatsir tishpot, Rabbi Akiva mer eno tzerech lomar, charish shal shviit vakatsir shal shviit. Hare kvar nemar sat chalot tizra vachar vachalot tizmar. Ela afilu charish shal erv shviit shalichlas shviit, kotsir shal shviit shiyatsir vatsoye shviit. Rabbi Shmuel omer, ma charish reshut, af katsir reshut, yatsik tzira omer, shu mitzvah. Tichtiv yaser ben chami anichech. Honor am a rabba lav milta di amri. Ktsira dumya de charish, ma charish, batza charush eno choresh. Av katsir nami, matza katsir eno choresh. Kotser, but if you're talking about mitzvah, matza katsir eno katsir, for the omer, mitzvah le ktsir av lavi. Av gole al yedei abeina, ben gole al yedei av, hakol golina al yedei Yisrael, Yisrael golina al yedei hen, chutz begir toshav, gir toshav, ene gole al yedei gir toshav. Av golel yedei habein. V'amet yatsa av amaket beno the gomer. No, it's talking about the gomer. I thought you said avagav the gomer. Mitzvah kavit. It's talking about a shu yedin agri. So, shu yedin agri is also mitzvah. Tzchiyutihi. Ah, but it's talking about the gomer umnuti achriti already. Haben golel yedei avramino. Make nefesh prat lamake aviv. And you said it's the same thing. Omrev kana lakash, Rabbi Shimon Rabbonin. The Rabbi Shimon Rabbonin chamur misayev. So then maybe only she got saif nit, not a kapara. But she got chenek, lo nit, not a kapara. But according to Rabbonin, the Amri saif chamur mechenek, horek aviv b'shogeg is a she got saif. So it's included in the normal nit, not a kapara, like we said. Rav Amar, it's not even talking about this. It's talking about prat lo se chabura b'aviv b'shogeg. So how could that have been a kivan? The amazed barktalo, it's the equivalent of a murder b'shogeg. And a b'shogeg, if he now only causes a wound, he should be going to Golas. Kamashmal on that. Golas is not referring to Chaburot. Hakogolin al Yisrael. Hakogolin al Yisrael, meaning like who? although like an Eved and a Kuti. In which case, Tanina Ladatun Rabbanan, Eved Vikuti Golova Lokai De Yisrael, Yisrael Golova Lokai De Kuti Ve'Eved. Now, I get the part about Eved Vikuti Golova De Yisrael and Loka. Gola would obviously be Katle, Loka would be Latia. I don't get the other one. Yisrael Golova Lokai De Kuti. I mean, I understand it's Gola at the Katle. But why would it be Chayev for Malkus? Am I? Now what, he cursed him? There's no fear Malkus on cursing someone who doesn't keep mitzvahs. Nasi ba'am chalo ta'or bo sema ha'sem cha. Elom revacha ba Yaakov kagon she'id bo u'zam. And now he's going to chayev Malkus instead of going into Golas. So no, that doesn't work. Because then kavate gabay Eved would also be she'id bo u'zam. How could an Eved be made Eved bari dutu? Elom revacha ba revikach ma'eskinan. It's only about Sema Samcha.